not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Sayre in Elk City, Oklahoma. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Let's check out some temperatures. We got a lot going on today. 65 degrees at Beaver, 63 at Slap Out, 65 at the May Ranch, 66 at Lahoma, 66 at Cheyenne, 69 at Eric, 70 at Hollis, and 71 at Hobart. Out here in the Panhandle of Texas, a little bit more of the same. 66 degrees at Lipscomb, 70 at Dozer, 71 at Odell, and Wellington, Texas, 70 degrees. So, man, it got a little breezy yesterday, didn't it? And last night. Got one field of peanuts all in the trucks, starting on the other one today. So, keep you up to date. Everything's going good so far. Still a lot of people out digging peanuts and a lot of combining going on. I think cotton season is harvesting. Let me rephrase it. Not season. Cotton harvesting is full in gear. It's going. It's just going to be steady up. I did go out this morning here north of Elk to Spencer and Jimmy Smith's cotton farm out here at their barn and attended their soil health bases. You guys missed out. If you ever get a chance to go to one of these Heartland Soils services and soil health regenerative deal going on, you need to check it out. It's really interesting. Jimmy Emmons, our own Jimmy Emmons from Dewey County, was there. He is assistant big boss up there at NRCS in Washington, D.C., but he's also a master of this regenerative no-till farming. And one of the things that really, what Spencer and Jimmy was talking to him about out there basically today is how they're growing cotton back-to-back all the time. And we also went out in the cotton field there where they sowed some or planted some rye in there for cover crop for when they get the cotton harvested. It'll be in place already and the ground won't be blowing and all that stuff. So it's pretty interesting. But Willie Durham was there. He is a retired NRCS soil health specialist. He was there and they were showing how they had really good display and demonstration on water penetrating tilled soil and water penetrating actual regenerative no-till ground that's already got its stuff in place. So if you ever get a chance to go look at this, it'll kind of wake you up. And just one of those things. And like I said, talking more about it, you need to go see one of these deals and deal because Jimmy and Spencer raised some really good cotton, dry land cotton, and it's pretty interesting. I enjoyed it. A lot of people there. All right, let's see here. Let's see what's going on. What else is going on today? Brandon, he's on the road, but he thinks he will be able to get with me to talk about the sale yesterday at Western Oklahoma Livestock and Friday at the Elk City Livestock Barn. And then today, just a friendly reminder, tonight, the Elk City FFA, let me get to my picture here. I just took a picture of it. Their second annual internship auction is coming up tonight. Please help them by attending this. And it starts at 6 o'clock. At the Elk City Convention Center. It is a boil and bid. So they're having shrimp. The whole work's going on there tonight. 6 o'clock tonight at the Elk City Convention Center. Go support your local FFA chapter here at Elk City. Be really good. Okay, let's see what happened overnight in our big world of agriculture. Of course, Argentina. That's what's going on. And I had a, I might get a chance tomorrow to discuss it with you tomorrow. I had an interesting couple of text messages from one of my listeners down in Greer County, and I want to share that with you tomorrow about this deal with Argentina. It's got everybody just in an uproar, and rightfully so. It's, we don't need the government messing with our beef industry. And like I said yesterday, understand we import beef into the United States for its lean trimmings, and we do need them. And it's not like we're getting a bunch of live cattle in from Argentina or Brazil or Australia or whatever, but we do need the lean trimmings, but we don't need more cattle from these countries. With our shortage of cattle here in the United States already, the market's good. There's nobody in a bind to get a hamburger at McDonald's or beef from your local grower and being a producer and getting it processed. We're not in that big of a bind, but it just needs to be left alone. And we'll see if Brandon's got something to say about that when we towards the end of his segment. Soybean futures were again higher in overnight trading on continued optimism about trade with China. Talks between Washington and Beijing are on Friday were constructive. More negotiations are expected at the planned meeting between the President Trump and the Chinese President. Treasury Secretary Scott Benson said last week that he plans to meet this week with their vice premier in Malaysia to engage in frank and detailed discussions. See how that goes. Trump said over the weekend all he will talk with the Chinese president about is several things, including soybeans, rare earth minerals, and fentanyl. He said earlier this month that he would impose additional tariffs on the Asian nation after China imposed restrictions on rare earth materials. Roland Marcus comments he walked away a few days later. Soybean future for November delivery came up 6.25 cents overnight to 10.56¼ a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. They had overnight in there twice. How about that? I guess I wrote this. No, I did. Soybean, our soy meal added $1.30 to $2.86.30 a short ton, and soybean oil futures gained 0.07 cents to 51.33 cents a pound. Corn futures fell 0.25 cents to 4.23 a bushel for December. Wheat futures for December delivery lost 1.75 cents to $5.03 a bushel. And Kansas City futures dropped 2 cents to 4.88 a bushel. Here we go. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association said that they're concerned about the comments from President Donald Trump suggesting the U.S. may import beef from Argentina to help lower costs for American consumers. Trump told reporters on Air Force One Monday that the U.S. could buy beef from Argentina, and which will bring our beef prices down. Ground beef prices in the U.S. jumped to a record $6.32 a pound in August, the latest data available due to the government shutdown, from $5.67 a year earlier, according to data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Given the South American country's access to the U.S. market, hurts cattlemen and women and interferes with the free market. NCBA's family farmers and ranchers have numerous concerns about importing more Argentina beef to lower prices for consumers, said Colin Woodall in a statement. Trump said when asked whether a deal would favor producers in Argentina over American cattlemen and women, that South America is fighting for its life. Argentina has sold just over $800 million worth of beef into the U.S. in the past 5 years, according to the association. The U.S., by comparison, has sold only about $7 million worth of beef to Argentina in the same span. This plan only creates chaos of a critical time of the year for American cattle producers while doing nothing to lower grocery store prices. I say, and I said it on social media the other day, you know, what did it say here? 6:32, is that what it said? Come on, computer, come back here to me. $6.32 was the average price for a pound of hamburger meat. And nobody's saying nothing about a $6 bag of Doritos out there. It's not just beef that's high. It's everything. I mean, a soda pop yesterday at the local convenience store, $3. I promise you, I'd rather have a pound of hamburger meat over a $6 bag of Doritos. So it's you know, everything's up 25 to 30, 40% in the last 5 years, to be said. And I think just one of the, and it's all, blame it on COVID. Blame it on the pandemic. I think a lot of companies, especially the big boys, are just taking advantage of the times and ain't backing down. They ain't coming back down off. It just, it's a crazy world we live in. It's not just beef. It's, I mean, it's Doritos. Let's see here. Let's see what my cotton man from over there, or wannabe peanut farmer from Burns Flat, saying. A Snickers bar, regular size, not king size, $2.99. You are correct. Yeah. That pop and candy bar yesterday was a little over $7 with taxes. And so, yes, sir. Thank you very much. That hurts. Because I promise you, we're getting less for our peanuts this year than we did last year. And so it's not the peanuts and the Snicker bars. So just remember, support your local peanut farmers by eating more peanut butter and jelly sandwiches is all I can tell you. There's plenty of ladies around here selling homemade jelly to mix with some of the peanut butter that's made out of peanuts in Beckham County and Caddo County. And I think there's a few in Greer and Kiowa County. And so support them, would you? So, all right, let's see here. Today is the Stockman Veterinarian Clinic happy hour. So let's take a Stockman's Vet break. Come back. I'll be talking with Brandon. Hopefully I can get a hold of him. Also, today is Heyday Tuesdays, brought to you by Great Plains Bank. And we have two new additions to the list this week. So get your pencil and piece of paper ready if you're needing to buy some hay. There's some horse quality hay in a couple of these also. If you're a horse person and you need some hay, listen up. Coming up, the last segment of the show. All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You don't want to let your cotton set in the field day after day waiting to be ginned. Now to better serve you, the cotton farmers in Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, Lone Star Gin has processed over 540,000 bales of cotton. They've got locations in Pampa, Texas, and now in Burns Flat, Oklahoma. Lone Star Gin has the ability to process over 2,400 bales per day. All they do is gin cotton. Go to LoneStarGin.com for more information, and you can find them on Facebook.
Trade in and save on Milwaukee Tools this month at Napa. Trade in and save $250 on a 1-inch D-handle extension anvil high-torque impact wrench with one key. Trade in and save $100 on Milwaukee 3/4-inch, 1/2-inch, and 3/8-inch impact wrenches. Trade in and save $50 on Milwaukee ratchet kits. Trade in any professional brand competing impact wrench or ratchet, pneumatic or cordless. Trade in and save on Milwaukee Tools this month at Napa in Oak City, Weatherford, and Hinton.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
My mom used to take me to the local dairy when I was a little girl, and I always was interested in learning where my food came from. I didn't grow up on a farm. I'm from the city, but please don't hold that against me. We owned a farm in Colorado and again here in western Oklahoma. My name's Becky Brown, and my husband's name's Tony Tummins, and together we own BT Butchers, a mobile meat processor. We bring our trailers to you, your place processed your way. Please find us at B as in Becky, T as in Tony, btbutchers.com. That's btbutchers.com. We would love to help you feed your family. The short wait list and two-day turnaround means we move pretty fast, and since we come to you, it really is convenient. Not bad for a girl from the city. We would love to help you feed your family.
This is a Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, October 13. 1,273 head were sold. 6 head of steers at 518 brought 460. 21 at 536 brought 490. 5 at 547 brought 385. 14 at 663 brought 352.50. 10 at 740 brought 365. 28 at 754 brought 375. 16 head of heifers at 508 brought 395. 13 at 573 brought 345. 7 at 614 brought 347.50. 5 at 681 brought 322.50. 4 at 728 brought 312.50. 34 at 788 brought 347. 8 at 1046 brought 286. Butcher cows were 40 to 180. Butcher bulls 149 to 208. Bred cows 1725 to 3700. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, Miami, Texas. Here's your ag weather update. Let me turn that down a little bit. 67 degrees. Humidity's 25. Dew point's 30. The winds are out of the northwest at 6. Peak wind gusts so far today, 16 miles an hour. 53 one-hundredths of an inch of rain so far in the month of October. And 8-inch soil temperature, 64 degrees. You're on the phone with me right now from downtown San Antonio. I think you're downtown. I don't know where you're at, but Brandon Hickey, wherever you're at.
We're a ways away from downtown. I don't think they'd like this much noise downtown.
I think it'd be really cool. So you're down there, number one son. They've got shooting competition going on down there.
Yep, we're down here for the National Sporting Clays Championship. It happens every October down here. This is our first go round to come down here. We got a nice couple that has been down here before that has a son shooting. That they're showing us around, showing us the ropes, and we're having a good time.
Oh, cool! You gonna be back in time for the sale Friday?
Yeah. I actually did miss the sale yesterday, but we let some of the my people take care of it. Sounded like it went really good, but yeah, he'll get done about 3:30, 4 o'clock, something like that this afternoon. He'll be finished up, and then we'll start the 7-hour trek home.
Very good. So is everything going good down there? Any of our fellow Okies down there kicking some tail?
Well, it's a week-long competition. It started Saturday. And so you could have got in on the session to shoot Saturday, Sunday, or like we did Monday, Tuesday, then the last round of shooters will be Thursday, Friday. So you won't really know if you did any good in your class or your age division until everybody gets totally through shooting on Friday.
Okay.
So they run that the main event. Something I believe, if I remember correctly, like 3,200 shooters in the main event. So they shoot about 1,100 of them a day on and you shoot four different courses. So
shotgun manufacturing, shotgun shell manufacturing companies really love this upswing in clay shooting sports here in the last 5 years, I bet, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And the clay maker.
Oh yeah.
No, it's good. I love it. You know, not everybody wants to show a cattle, or not very good. They're not interested in being a welder. And I think this sporting shoots with our 4-H and FFA and Scholastic shooting teams, I think it's an awesome deal.
It is, and sport just keeps getting growing and keeps being more and more of these colleges are getting interested in it and wanting to put together some teams, and so it's definitely a growing deal and a good thing to get interested in, get excited about it, if that's your thing, it's sure something for the another avenue for the kids to try to excel at something, you know, that they're willing to put the work in, well, they you know, it's a great sport.
Well, Daddy, I know you wanted me to get a scholarship to go play football at OU, but instead I'm going to Missouri on shooting sports scholarship.
Yeah.
You see some of that coming up?
Oh yeah. Yeah. That'll be the deal. You wanted me to go to OU on a baseball scholarship, but instead I'm going to go shoot at Murray State on a shooting scholarship.
Exactly. That make a heck of a, what do they call it? Netflix series.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the Elk City Livestock Auction, and I'm sorry I didn't make it by there. I was too busy working on stuff to get ready for peanut harvest. And
oh, is that what you were doing?
Yeah, you know, you named me the Goober King, but I really don't think it had anything to do with peanuts. So,
well, I was just positive when you didn't show up Friday that you must have been on the phone with President Trump about his comments on the board direct Friday.
Well,
I just figured you were doing.
We'll discuss that later. So, let's get to the auction. All right, this is the one I didn't study it real hard, but it caught my attention really quick. The gentleman or lady from Mobiti. 614 pound steers, steers, 437.50. That's really good. That caught my attention.
That was a good. I mean, they were a really, really nice set of steers, and you know, all sure enough steers got a nice program, and it's all black, and there was several buyers hook up on those. I actually had a guy on the phone that was hoping to get to buy those steers, and we weren't even close to being runner up on that deal. There was lots of competition on those, and again, kind of seeing the really, really ultra fancy front end cattle the big nice groups of them are sure showing a big premium right now. Everything's still selling good, but the amount that the extra that some of these big groups of really ultra fancy cattle are getting is just week in, week out, just continues to be pretty phenomenal.
Right. And well, I mean, if you go down the list on the boy side, let's start with all the boys in the three class, whether it was 325, 393, whatever weight they was in the three, they were bringing anywhere from $520 to $6. And then, did I hear a rumor? Somebody texted me and said that there was a 125 pound calf brought what, 1450? Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And then, but then the four weights, they're all in the $4 range. And the five weights was in the upper threes to four range. And it was just crazy. And the board was down to max.
Yeah. Yeah, so the board went down the limit there Friday morning right off the bat, and it had zero effect whatsoever on the cows or the boy cattle. Now we did see a cheapening up on the heifer calves. They were still really good and a good price and lots of competition, but that was the only thing we saw that the bids had been consistently pulled back on was the heifer calves. They were sure enough cheaper than they were the week before. But other than that, I mean, you really would have, you know, wouldn't have known the board was down, you know, watching the steer calves and the bull calves and the cows sell. It was a good day.
Yeah, and then your cows were bred cows, 1425 up to 4550. Pairs bringing 2950 up to 4000. And yeah, it looks like the killer cow market was just a hair soft, but still great.
Yeah,
I mean, it'd take a really bad thing to crash this market down. Even if you are $10 to $15 soft, it's still really good market.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So they crazy. Hey, I need you to clarify something for me. I did my best yesterday to talk about it, but I need to clear a little bit more up on Elk City, because you and I have talked about it a couple times. Mm-hmm. So I had a message from a gentleman from Custer County, what was it, Saturday or Sunday, and he wanted me to, we need to clarify, so that was 6 weeks in a row that you had to stop taking cows, and this week you had to stop taking them on Wednesday, and his comment to me was, and it was a legitimate comment, he said, not all people are on Facebook, not all people listen to the radio, so, you know, and he said, I tried calling a couple times and didn't get no answer. So what's the best way for these people to find out? Because I'm gonna replace half of my Heyday Tuesday ad in the Penny News and put an explanation in there that I want you to text to me when you get time for next week about about calling ahead on the cow deal. I mean, this doesn't happen all the time. It's just a rare deal.
Yeah, it is, and you know, it's not something that we like to have to do, but with us selling cows first, I mean, you know, we just kind of have to limit the number so that, you know, we can get to our calf sellers in a decent amount of time. You know, we don't want our calf sellers and our calf buyers to be having to wait until dark 30 to get started on our big nice calf runs this time of year. So, you know, we just kind of have got a number where we, you know, say we get to this many cows, that's going to be it. That's going to be all we're
going to. And you only got so much room for them too.
Well, that's really not the issue. I mean, we've not ever come close to running out of pen space.
Okay.
At Elk City, we've always got lots of pen space. We can handle a lot of numbers there as far as pens and availability on pens. So the pen space is not the problem. It is purely and simply that, you know, a certain number is about all we need to try to run before we need to be done with cows and started.
Okay,
on
that makes sense. I'm sorry, I said the opposite. So that, my bad. We got her corrected.
Yeah, no, we've never run out of pens, and that's why we don't ever. That's why we try to clarify with people that, you know, we're not cutting off the calves and yearlings. We are just purely cutting off the adult animals. You know, the cows and bulls is all we're cutting off. And again, like I say, it's not a space problem. It's purely a time problem. You know, we'd really like to be done with our cows every Friday, you know, by 1, 2 o'clock at the absolute latest. And we kind of know the number of cows that we can run to be able to do that. And so, when we know we're at that number, we try to cut it off, and we always end up with, you know, a few more than what we really intended for one reason or another. But that, you know, that's our goal. That, you know, we would like to be, you know, we'd like to be, you know, somewhere in between that 550 and 600 every week, and sure not over the 600. And on multiple occasions, we seem like we end up over 600 for one reason or another. You know, that's kind of what we're trying to do, is get shut off at 550, in between that 550 and 600, and that's kind of what we can comfortably get done, you know, and be finished. Most of the time, we can be finished with that many cows, you know, between 1 and 2 o'clock.
That makes sense. It makes a lot of sense.
So that's what we're doing, and then we can get started on them calves at a good time and get, you know, finished at a good time, you know, and we want to get everybody through there, in and out of there. You know, we've never, very, very rarely ever at Elk City have I ever had an issue with the market falling off late at night. But, I mean, if you can eliminate the potential of people thinking that might happen, well, that's what we want to do, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, because that top row up there, I could see them getting sleepy easy.
Yeah.
Well, I'm kind of disappointed in your answer, to be honest, because I figured you'd say, you know, because the lunch hour hits as soon as the cows, you know, you guys take your break before the calves start, and we didn't want the cranky old Cousin Kay to get crankier if her lunch hour was 3 o'clock instead of 2.
So that'll
work out good. Well, cool. What do you got coming up this Friday at Elk City?
So I'm 99% sure we'll be cutting off the cows again already. I mean, we've got a lot of consignments already on the board. So, you know, we're probably going to, it's not even a probably at this point. We're going to be cutting off the cows again. You know, we're going to be looking at that right around that 600 cows again this week, and then man, oh man, do we have a calf run lined up for you. I mean, just an outstanding set of calves right off the cows coming in. I've got a couple of sets of long-weaned cattle, kind of 4 to 6 weight long-weaned cattle coming in. We're gonna have a really, really outstanding run, and good quality from the big head counts all the way down to the little head counts, you know, and lots of consignments on the books from 5 head to 150 head, and so it's gonna be a big day again for us. I don't have any a bunch of big group of young cows to talk about this week like what we've had the last couple of weeks, but we're going to have a really nice run of middle-aged to older heavy bred cows and some shortbred cows, and then a good run of butcher cows and bulls again. So it's going to be a big day, and we're looking forward to another big day, and looks like this market's trying to recover a little bit, and hopefully you got some rain in our forecast somewhere soon, so we can go ahead and
there's a chance Thursday night that last time I predicted it, Jimmy, did you use sandbags? I said, yeah, to empty them. So I filled them up for no reason. Well, let's head down I-40. I know you wasn't there yesterday, but I know you knew what was going on. You had 1,746 head, which is a good sale for Western Oklahoma right now, the way things have been rolling. And yep. I don't know. I seen some 667-pound boys, a nice load out of Cordell, big load out of there. That mm-hmm. one kind of caught my attention at $4.
Another one of them good consignments from the gentleman over there at Cordell. We got lots of really nice grass yearlings, and doesn't always pay to hold on to them things into the month of October. But this year he's getting paid nicely for them cattle, and you know they're sure enough true yearlings. Got a good long weaning on them, and I mean sure enough ready for the feedlot. Something they're not going to have to worry about any health issues on. And man, there's just so much competition on them calves right now, and we're starting to see, you know, a little bit more all the time right now of a little bit more premium on the longer you wean them, the bigger the premium's getting as we go along here.
Sure.
And that's going to kind of probably continue to happen here for another 2 or 3 or 4 weeks anyway, that we get a pretty good premium. I mean, a little bit of a premium for a 45-day wean. It gets a little bit bigger for a 60-day wean, and once you jump up to that 90 or better, boy, they sure enough get the premiums up on them cattle then. And it's like we talked about last week, it's the same thing with more on the heifers than on the steers, but it's still a nice premium on both right now, and not a bad avenue to go at all if you've got the capabilities to do it. And if you don't, the unweaned ones are selling great. So,
well, and then on the girl side, there was a big bunch out of corn that weighed 740, brought 356. That caught my eye on the lady side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, again, another set of grass ready, or grass yearlings ready to go right onto the yard, feedlot ready. And those cattle are hard to find this time of year, but you know, typically, you know, in a historically normal year, you're seeing those prices in October, you know, both the futures board and the cash prices, they're dropping, you know. Well, because our numbers are where they are this year, we're doing the opposite, and we're seeing that those feedlot ready cattle just keep getting a little higher. Typically, you know, the calves get cheaper and the yearlings follow them, and you know, even though they are harder to find, they just kind of follow the calves down. But well, and the futures board's going down, in October. But that's not the case this year. We're headed to the upside, and they're needing those cattle that are ready to go right to the feed yard, and they're after them. They are definitely interested in purchasing those cattle.
Well, I'm pretty excited that when somebody writes a book about me. And 30, 40 years ago, when 30, 40 years in the future, and I'm gone, they'll say Jimmy was one of the, and Brandon, I think you might still be here, maybe in 30 or 40 years, but you might, we're watching history right now. That's all there is to it.
Yep. And, you know, we watched it last year, and thought it was great. and then the records that we set last year we're breaking this year, and there's a possibility we could break these records again next year. I mean, it's hard to imagine that when we're up here in the trees like what we are, but there's a possibility that we could break them again next year. It's almost unfathomable to think about that, but it is a possibility with our numbers where they are. I mean, we're starting to see some heifer retention, but those heifers are 2 years away from putting calves in the pipeline. And, we're starting to see a little bit of heifer retention in this part of the world. And we hadn't been seeing much of it. We've been seeing some of it to the north, but now it's showing up in our part of the world. But when you really get to thinking about how long it takes before you can get them things bred and get them calved and then get those calves up to weaning size, I mean, it's a ways out there. So, there is definitely a possibility we could break all these records again next year, but we'll see. It's going to be it's very interesting time.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I mean, you, like you said, it's going to be 2 years before that calf hits the pipeline. It's going to be 4 years before that sucker's on the meat shelf in the supermarkets.
Yes, sir.
And so it's just interesting. I feel I might be wrong. I hope I'm not wrong. I still feel like right now is a really good time to buy some heifers, even as high as they are, and get them ready for breeding this coming spring, have that calf next winter, and pay that calf off in one or two, one and a half to one and three quarter, if I did my math right. I think you had it down to 2 years about 3 weeks ago, but I think it's below that now.
Yeah, it is. It's a pretty dadgum good investment, and sure not bad. Now we are seeing some heifers on some of these big, nice groups. We are seeing a few of these heifers that are actually bringing more dollars per head from the steer than their steer mates. We've seen that a couple of times here in the last month, and I think we'll continue to see more of that on the big fancy groups that these as we go forward here. And more people get ready to retain some heifers, we're probably going to see some more of that, of them heifers outselling their steer mates. And that's incredible to see. It's exciting to see, and it's just something that doesn't happen very often, So like you say, we're in historical times.
Yep. Well, I know you got a lot going on here, and I got a couple minutes left here. I'm getting ready to stir the pot. I called President Trump Friday morning and said, "What the hell are you thinking?" And I said, "I know we got to make these deals with trades, but somebody said it, this a bunch of people said it over the years, but the farmer and rancher are always being used foreign policy, always dealt with. They're always using like the wheat back in the 80s and the Russian embargo." I can name 100 of them, but I did call him, and if you notice after I did call him that the board started recovering.
I'm sure glad you did. It got the weekend, got through the weekend, and it didn't open up limit down Monday. I'll give you full credit that, if you hadn't made that phone call, I'm pretty sure we might have been 13 and something down there Monday morning. So thank you for that.
Well, I tried my best, and then when I text Dustin. I said, "How's it going?" He said, "Don't worry." That trade deal with Argentina, that's way above my pay grade. And I've got a bunch of messages from people talking about that, and it's true. He didn't need to say that out loud, and he didn't even need to think about that deal. And all the big boys and any of the small guys, the cattlemen associations, all of them, they're all already on his case. So hopefully nothing ever happens to that deal.
The other thing about this is we've talked about it so many times before, but our commodities markets are so emotionally driven, and there really needs to be something done to prevent the people that don't even own any cattle from being able to move the market that much just on something they heard and the emotions of it.
Yes, I mean, I agree.
That wasn't cattlemen that caused that thing to wreck. the limit on Friday just because of some comment that President Trump made. I mean, that wasn't the people that have cattle in the pasture. That was your hedge funds. That was your paper traders. They get driven by emotion and they jump ship and this, that, and the other. You know, and thank God we recovered. We didn't trigger a bunch of stop losses and then see that thing go down on Monday. Because I mean, if we'd have went down the limit again Monday, it might have been Katie bar the door for, you know, $30-40 rundown on this thing just because they start triggering the stop losses that the hedge funds have, you know, and just something needs to be really done. And I know they've got some protection in place and whatnot for the cattlemen, that you've got the option to put some protection, some insurance on, some, you know, hedges, puts, whatever. I realize that, but, you know, if you've jumped in there on Thursday afternoon and bought a bunch of cattle, and you haven't even got your break evens and everything all figured out, and then that thing limits down Friday, and you could get in the world of hurt really fast if it's in limits down again on Monday. And it,
woo, yes.
You know, something needs to be done that, you know, I don't know. You know, I don't know what the answer is, but, they need to have it where, you know, if the people that truly own the cattle want to jump ship, well, that's one thing. But when it's just the dadgum paper traders that are moving and manipulating and the cattle, the actual cattle owners are the ones paying the price. It's just something that's not really right about that. But I have no idea what to, what the answer to it is.
I do. I got it. You know, okay. it's like out in California, L.A., you know, before a policeman can shoot somebody or tase somebody, they got to call one of those counselors to come out and talk to the criminal first to make sure that's what needs to be happening. Well, we could do the same thing with the paper traders.
Okay.
we'll call them a paper trader psychologist. We need to talk to them first before you do something stupid like that again. That's it. Hey, Brandon, I got to go, and I'll probably see you Friday if I get done with my goobers.
All right, sounds great, Jimmy.
See ya. All right, let's take a Stockman's Vet break, and we'll be right back, and I'll have your Northwestern Oklahoma Ag Weather Forecast and your Central Crop Care Grain Market Update.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Kent Watkins here with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. When it comes to feeding your cattle, try our Mix 30 supplement, packed with high energy and quality protein to keep your herd thriving. If you are dealing with pests, we carry caput, feral hog, gopher, and prairie dog bait to help protect your land. And don't forget, we are now booking winter contracts for feed and mineral. Secure the best for your cattle before the season changes. Give us a call at SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City.
Meet AgSense 365 from Valley. They've combined their best in-class remote irrigation management applications into one powerful platform. Easily manage everything from pivots to pumps and more, anytime, anywhere, all with AgSense 365. Contact Knutson Irrigation at 1-800-373-9325 today to learn more about AgSense 365, the most intuitive app for remote irrigation management. Online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
You farmers like saving money on stuff you gotta have? You can save instantly when you buy two or more eligible Bridgestone or Firestone Ag tires at Blair Tire and Feed. Get $300 off all eligible AD2IF and BF radial tires and Bridgestone radials. Get $200 off all eligible non-AD2 radial tires. And get $25 off Destination Farm and Destination Turf. Blair Tire and Feed at the crossroads in Blair, Oklahoma. Save instantly on the tires you gotta have.
Fall is in the air, and there's no better way to enjoy it than behind the wheel of a brand new 2025 Ram 1500 from Cummins and Weatherford. The perfect ride for fall activities, whether you're tailgating on a Friday night, hauling pumpkins from the patch, or loading up gear for a crisp weekend getaway. Power, style, comfort to make an incredible fall drive. It's the Drive into Fall event. That's Cummins Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Weatherford, just off I-40 or at CumminsChrysler.com.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
I've had several clients when we're sitting in a closing room, we're signing the final pieces of paper and we slide the keys across the desk and tell them, congratulations, you're a homeowner. And they're just elated. They're thrilled. They finally realize that their dream came true. They were actually able to own a home and the children are in there with them. And they're like, I get to go get my new room. It's for the whole family to enjoy. They're very excited to own a home. I'm Joe Shepard, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. Slap out Oklahoma. Here is your Northwestern Oklahoma Ag weather update. 66 degrees, dew points 25, humidity's 22, the winds are out of the northwest, at a whopping 8 miles an hour, 10-day rain total, 11 one-hundredths of an inch, 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 66, sunset 658, sunny and 71 today, clear and 46 tonight, and 77 and sunny tomorrow. So there it goes. All right, let's check out Central Crop Care grain market update. Oh, speaking of Central Crop Care, he's down there at Hobart. I want to wish a fellow farmer and rancher down there, Mr. Darrell Hoover, a happy birthday. I seen that on Facebook today. It's his birthday. So if you see Darrell, or if you want to, give him a buzz and tell him happy birthday. December corn, 419, down 3 3/4. Soybeans for November, 1029, down 2.5. Soybean meal, December, 286.70, up 170. Soybean oil, December, 50.57, down 0.74. Hard red winter wheat, December, 485, down 5. And live cattle, December, 245.65, up 2. February, 246.55, up 202. Feeder cattle for November, 374.05, up 137. And January's 370.60, up 142. Lean hogs, finally in the green. December, 83.95, up 187. Well, get your pencil and pen ready. We're going to take another Stockman's Vet Clinic break. And when we come back, I'll have Heyday Tuesdays for you. Like I said, I got two or three new ones for you. And we'll talk about some other stuff. Be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work, but yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Gary Owens, the owner of Galleria Furniture. We've partnered with Serta to bring you exclusive mattresses. And for a limited time, when you purchase one of these Serta mattresses, you'll get a Serta wireless adjustable base absolutely free. Don't forget, we always have unbeatable everyday deals like twin mattresses starting at just $99 and queen mattresses only $199.
Located in Elk City next to Tractor Supply, where friends don't let friends pay retail.
Accidents happen, like trying to teach your kid how to drive. He hits the gas instead of the brake while pulling into your driveway, nails a tree, and knocks the thing over onto your house. Look, when dominoes fall, Misty Gosen at Farmers Insurance in Clinton has you covered. For auto, home, life, boat, motorcycle, or any other valuable, call Misty Gosen at Farmers Insurance for a free quote, 580-323-8444, or stop by our office at 2004 West Gary Boulevard in Clinton. Just know how to park before you arrive.
In the land of Ford, October is really Trucktober, a time to challenge ourselves and help truck buyers. The stock is in, and our place is covered with over 100 pickup trucks. We even had to ship some over to Truck Island. They're all waiting for loving families to give them a good home. To meet the challenge of selling 100 trucks by the end of October, we're going to take big trades and make big deals. The Trucktober Challenge is on at Barbara Dyson Ford in Elk City, online at BarbaraDysonFord.net. Truck lovers, come and get them.
Next spring, you'll fire up the tractor, turn the earth, plant the seed, and be on your way to another harvest. If you take care of your tractor right now. Before you put it up, do the maintenance so you'll be ready to go next spring. Everything you need to keep your tractor performing is at Camrock Supply. All the grease and hydraulic fluids and filters. All the nuts and bolts. All the tire patches. All the stuff is at Camrock Supply. All of it. Next to Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City. When it's time, make sure your tractor is ready to go.
You're so busy out on the farm, you don't run into town unless you absolutely have to. The folks on the east side of Wheeler make it easier for you to stay on the farm. They'll deliver high-pro feed in bulk to your place. They deliver bulk feed in five states. They're used to it. But if you're in town, stop in and ask about lick tubs and talk to them about fertilizer. They've got plenty of that, too. Your cattle and crops don't have better friends than the folks at the Wheeler General Store. Sure, they're on Facebook. But mostly they're on Highway 152 on the east side of Wheeler. That's Wheeler General Store.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag weather update for Tipton, America. 74, dew points 26, humidity 17, winds are out of the east, northeast at 9, 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 74, 6:56 sunset, 77 today, 46 tonight, 82 tomorrow, and mostly sunny. So here we go. Got your pencil and pen ready. Here's a new one for us. Got 150 bales of number one quality hay grazer, 1,200-pound bales. Test it for nitrates, $75 a bale. Also got 11 to 1,200-pound round bales of horse quality teff grass. Loading is available, plus delivery is available. Elk City, Retrop area, 580-821-2355. 821-2355 for quality hay grazer, 1,200-pound bales. Test it for nitrates and 11 1,200-pound round bales of horse quality teff grass. Also got 200 bales of love grass native mix. $45 a bale up there around Sharon in Woodward County. 580-334-8989. Trucking is available also with this. 580-334-8989. What else we got here? We got some premium Midland 99 horse and cattle hay. $10 for little square bales. Big rounds, anywhere from $80 to $100 a bale, depending on whether you're looking for horse hay or cattle hay. 580-574-5375 or 580-339-2130, South Sayre down there toward Willow. And we got some Midland 99 Bermuda grass, 2024 bales, $80 a bale. 2025 bales, this year's bales, $100 a bales. Big bales of nice Bermuda grass. Southeast of Mangum, 580-471-8669. 471-8669. And there you have it. And then let's see. Oh, one more. 180 bales of Ozark Bermuda grass, fertilized, and has three wraps on it at Fairview. 580-541-4332. 580-541-4332. There you have it. Guess what? That was good timing, wasn't it? All right, you guys have a beautiful Tuesday. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech will be coming on tomorrow, to mañana, and we're going to be talking about feral hogs and probably be throwing a little bit in there about some cover crops and other stuff. You never know. I got to ask him about some stuff I might or might not have learned about today. See you guys tomorrow. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank Trust, Elk City, Sarah, Oklahoma.